Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com, as we come to you live from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton. It's a boys Tri-Valley League showdown tonight as the Morris Mustangs are in town. These are the top two teams. They're currently tied for first place on the boys' side in the Tri-Valley League, and it's set to be a great one here tonight. Welcome into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals, and an expert service department you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, folks, it's a real treat tonight. You don't just get me. You get one of my old-time partners here. You haven't heard him probably, well, maybe since last season, but Dave Smith back in the booth. Glad to have you along, Dave.
Glad to be here. This is a great atmosphere we got going on here, Nate.
Well, you called me earlier today, said you wanted to stop in. You were in the area, so we're glad to have you along. Morris and GMU, and it's always fun when these two rivals get together, just separated by 7 or 8 miles. And just wanted to ask you this real quick, is that you're a coach now up in Section 3, and this time of the year has to be a ton of fun when you're starting to play those rivalry games.
You start getting into league games, rival games. We got a couple coming up ourselves, and you know, you can just, the atmosphere starts changing. Preseason's long. It's about a month in the gym. You're just pounding on one another. Then you play in a couple tournaments, and then all of a sudden, here you are, you know, like here we are in GMU, and you can just tell there's a different atmosphere of what's going on.
Haven't seen this gym this packed in a long time, me being a GMU alum. It's great to see. The parking lot was full outside, and both sides down here on the floor are absolutely packed, and I'm seeing a lot of people up in the balcony here, too, at GMU, which, you know, if you come to a normal regular season type game, you know, there might be a few people up there, but it is really filled up here tonight, and this is what you love about high school sports, especially when you have the top two teams in any league coming together. It's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun for coaches too, but the kids especially. I mean, when you get to play in front of a crowd like this, it really, I remember as a player, you just kind of, you get amped up, and it's a different feeling, and now you want to go out and put on a show for the fans, which is also a lot of fun too.
What's fun for me is that when the regular season schedules came out, you know, back early November, mid-November, both these teams contacted me and said, if you could be there on January 9th, we'd love it, because this is a game that we're thinking could be really fun, could be, you know, a battle of who might be the top team in the league. And boy, they were right, because coming into this ball game, they haven't lost in the league yet, and their only non-league losses are to bigger schools. Gilbertsville, Mount Upton losing to Deposit Hancock, and Morris losing to Walton and Sydney. So they've only lost to Class C schools. Besides that, they've been excellent even in non-league play. So really coming in, I don't know who to give the edge to, because they both played similar opponents and they both had similar success.
Well, and that's, you know, Nate, honestly, that's how you get your programs better. When you play up, you know, obviously you want sectional points, but the big thing is, hey, let's challenge our kids. And when you got a team you're able to do that with, you kind of know early on, hey, we got a chance to make a run. But watching them both warm up, I got to tell you, I mean, it looks they both look very athletic. But, I mean, I back in a couple years ago, I got the chance to coach against some of these GMU kids when I was over at Skenevis. And I got to tell you, some of the kids are still there, which is funny. So that means they were real young back then. So it looks like, you know, GMU might have some advantage in the sense of experience-wise on that end of the floor.
Yeah, this group has played together for 3 and in some cases 4 years now, and they've really come together, and the big three, I would say, of Hunter Lockwood, Ethan Butts, and Mackenzie Kloon, their senior season, so they're trying to leave it all on the floor for GMU, and I know they're certainly excited for this ball game. We did a game with BG last week where GMU was down in Bainbridge, and Ethan Butts put up 30 points. He was absolutely spectacular inside. Morris is really going to have to keep an eye on him, because he's silky smooth around the rim, and he's been doing a great job rebounding the basketball. But Morris counters with a lot of size. When you look at Robert Child inside, you got, you know, two guys
Butts is about 6'5", 6'6". I'd say Child is about 6'4", 6'5". They're going to be really grinding on the boards here tonight, and it should be a fun battle. And then when you look outside, you have Hunter Lockwood, one of the best guards for GMU in the league, going up head-to-head against Matt Murphy for Morris, one of the best ball handlers I've seen, regardless of any school size that we've seen here on CDO this year. So it's going to be a lot of fun. If I had to give a slight edge in depth, I might give it to Morris, and maybe that comes into play here tonight.
Well, you nailed a lot of things there, but it comes down to getting stops and rebounding the basketball. And if you win that margin of rebounding will win you a basketball game, bar none, especially if you can go out and dominate it. But you got size on both ends, so it'll be interesting to see which team has the edge right around halftime of, as far as the rebounding edge.
It's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. He's our longtime pregame show sponsor for football and for basketball. We're so glad that Cork supports local high school sports on CDO. He's on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney for all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. You can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. We're going to take a quick break. We'll pause for the starting lineups and for the national anthem. When we come back, folks, going to be a great one here tonight. The top two teams in the standings as of today, it's GMU and Morris in the Tri-Valley League, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle to get you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit chambersohara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
If you heat with oil, call Marabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Marabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. Here's our starting lineups. First, for the visiting Morris Mustangs, a junior number one, Matt Murphy, a junior number five, Brandon Richards, a senior number 15, Cam Best, a senior number 11, Adam Rutherford, and a senior number 22, Robert Child, for Morris head coach Jerry Joy. On the other side, for GMU and head coach Greg Bonskowski, they start senior number 2, Hunter Lockwood, a senior number 14, Bryant Hill, a freshman number 20, Gavin Bonskowski, a senior number 21, Ethan Butts, and a senior number 33, Mackenzie Clue. GMU is going to be in the white uniforms tonight with the gold and the royal blue trim. Morris is going to be in their road royal blue uniforms with the white trim.
We are almost set to go. I don't know if you can hear it in the microphones here, folks, but it is a packed house. I think the student sections are into it here tonight. I know the communities are into it. A lot of familiar faces here, and it should be a fun one. And GMU just got their floor redone, and I think it looks really sharp, and they're excited to kind of christen that here tonight, Dave.
Oh, man, I haven't seen this floor look this good in a long time, and you being an alum, I'm sure you're kind of jealous. Like, man, what happened to this when we were out here?
I know. I mean, we were lucky when I was here. This floor, this facility is pretty brand new. It still looks brand new in a lot of ways, but they really did a great job with the logo at midcourt. The colors really pop. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun. So we're set to go. GMU's going to go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Morris left to right. And this is the game everybody has been talking about in the Tri-Valley League for a couple of weeks now. And for these two teams, they've been thinking about it all offseason, all summer long. And I know there's, I don't want to say some bad blood, but there's some fun rivalries here between these guys, you know, from three-on-threes during the summer and playing in the local parks and stuff. So I know they're ready to get after it here tonight.
Absolutely, Nate. You can just sense it. And on top of that, man, you know, you got a couple seniors sitting over there. They don't want to lose this game. We talk about it all the time. It's your season. You know, leave it all out there, and I think you're going to see it tonight.
Here we go. 6'5", Robert Child, and I'd say 6'5", or 6'6", Ethan Butts are going to jump it up here at midcourt. We're underway. Butts wins that tap, but it flies out of bounds into the scorer's table, so Morris will have the opening possession here again. Going left to right, they're in the royal blue uniforms with the white and the gray trim. Says Morris across the front of the uniform there. GMU in the white uniforms with the blue and the gold trim, says Raiders across the front of the chest. And here is Morris on offense. Dave, what's our defense look here?
Looks like we got a little 2-3 coming from GMU at this point, with a lot of length.
Here is Robert Child in the paint, and he'll shuffle his feet. First turnover of the evening, and GMU will get the ball back. And let's see, Morris is going to come out in a little full-court pressure here.
Looks like a little full-court man.
Well, Lockwood will bring the ball up the floor. Lockwood versus Murphy. That's going to be a great matchup tonight. And GMU back up the floor. Here's the right side for Ethan Butts. Takes it down low, off the glass. Can't get the kiss to go, and he's fouled on the rebound. And he's going to head to the charity stripe for two. And that's what I'm saying. From last year, this year, his ability to get the ball and take it to the rim like that has really improved. He looks great.
He did a great job. I mean, took maybe two dribbles, and, I mean, he was at half court, and he was at the rim, so that's a great job by him.
First shot for Butts at the line is up and good. And the senior, as we said, had 30 points the other night, was our offensive player of the game against Bainbridge-Guilford, a game that GMU ended up winning by about 10. Butts going for his second shot, and he is good. 2-for-2 at the line, and GMU takes a 2-0 lead here,
great
30
stroke.
Seconds in. Yeah, it looked like a real good shot. Morris going left to right. Here's Murphy on the left wing side. Murphy gets around traffic, passes down low for Robert Child at the right low block. He has to kick out to Rutherford. Now for Richards, left side. Long two-pointer is good for Brandon Richards.
Looks like GMU came out in a little bit of a 3-2 there, trying to use their size down low.
GMU back up the floor. They get it to Kloon at midcourt. He gets across the Raiders logo, takes it right to the rim, and he gets the little Dr. J finger roll to go up and in. Good shot there by McKenzie Kloon, and it's GMU 4, Morris 2, with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Packed house here tonight at GMU.
Great atmosphere you got here, Nate.
Here's Murphy on the left side, goes to the high post for Child, tries to take it to the rim, and again he'll travel. 6:40 to go first quarter. Morris with two quick turnovers, and GMU leads 4-2. So Bonskowski, just a freshman, will inbound the ball, and he'll find Bryant Hill.
He's a big boy for a freshman.
Yes, he sure is. Coach's son, and he's done a nice job. He was up on varsity in eighth grade last year. Bryant Hill, left side, finding Lockwood across for Bonskowski. Dials long distance. It rattles out. Child with a rebound for Morris.
I think this place would have exploded if that thing went down.
Here's Murphy crossing half court. Stops. Dribbles to the high post. Now finds Robert Child again. He wants to take it inside, and he'll finish. Robert Child good for two for Morris.
Seems like that's Morris's game plan, try to get the ball inside, which is smart.
4-4 now the score. 2 minutes into the first quarter here, live from GMU tonight. Here's Bryant Hill across for Ethan Butts, the big man from downtown. Fires it in. Ethan Butts for three, and GMU leads 7-4.
Wow, I did not see that coming out of that kid.
Crossing half court here is Murphy. Yeah, Butts is really taking his game to the next level. Murphy with a straightaway three, trying to answer. No good. Rebound for Hill of GMU. They bring it back up the floor with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-4. GMU on top of Morris. Here's Butts at the high post. Kicks one back out for Hill. Now to Lockwood. Dribble drive into the paint. Tries to go up and under, and he's fouled. Looks like it's on the floor. So 5:35 to go. First quarter, GMU 7 and Morris 4.
Just move a little bit.
And so Lockwood will have it underneath the basket. As again, GMU with a three-point lead. Inbounds pass on the left side for Butts. Dumps one off here for Bryant Hill. Hill looking for options. Now goes back to Lockwood. We know he can shoot. This one rattles out as he tried to dial it up there from three-point land. Murphy with a rebound. He'll bring it back up the floor for Morris.
Every GMU shot's in and out, man. That's got a good shot. Murphy right down the lane.
Murphy to the rim. Nobody stopped the ball. And he puts it in at 7-6. And now a foul on Murphy, who really has been all over Hunter Lockwood, trying to drape over him like a curtain on defense in this full court man. Those two going head-to-head, boy, that's a lot of fun. 5:10 to go, first quarter. It's GMU 7 and Morris 6. Bryant Hill up the floor on the right side and back for Bonskowski, looking for options. Bonskowski now finding Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood down low, and again, he is fouled by Murphy, and if I'm not mistaken, that's two quick ones on Murphy.
That is two quick ones, which, you know, keep an eye on that, Nate. Do they leave him in, or do they take him out of the game?
Boy, that's early to have two fouls with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter for one of the leaders of this Morris Mustangs team. Now here is Lockwood left side as GMU gets it in. Now for Butts at the top of the key. Back off for Lockwood as GMU goes right to left. And they'll reverse it to the left side for Bryant Hill. GMU leads by 1-7-6 here in the first quarter on CDL. Hill dumps one off for Ethan Butts. Straight away it's good. A two-pointer from the foul line, and Ethan Butts has 7 quick points. GMU leads 9-6.
Boy, he's a strong player inside, and he can hit that mid-range jumper, which is huge.
Murphy on the right side. Murphy trying to dribble drive up off the glass. It's good. The kick there for Matt Murphy. And it's 9-8 with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. This is the game and the start we expected. Here's Butts right on the left side in front of the Morris bench. Into the corner now for Lockwood for a three. No, off the front of the rim, and Murphy with a rebound, and he's looking to run.
He's lucky he didn't call for a third foul right there with a push-off on the rebound.
Murphy into the paint, and he'll travel. Tried that little step through as he got sandwiched in between two defenders, and the Zebra crew caught him, and they whistle him for the travel. It's 9-8 with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. GMU 9 and Morris 8. Lockwood is able to sneak over to the bench and get a quick drink here. GMU gets the ball in. They'll look to bring it up the floor. Here is Bryant Hill right at midcourt, knocked out of bounds off the leg of Morris's Cam Best with 4:05 to go in the first quarter.
Boy, fast pace up and down the floor at this point.
In the backcourt here for Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood crosses the new Raiders logo at midcourt here at GMU. Finds Bonskowski. Pump fakes on a three. Goes into the left corner here for Ethan Butts. Back to Bonskowski. And now for Lockwood. Still on the left wing side. Little 360 move in the paint. Tries a floating jumper. No good. Kloon is able to track down the rebound for GMU. Didn't hit the rim on that shot, though, so GMU has to work quickly on the shot clock with 5 seconds to go. Butts in the lane. The hanging jumper is good. Butts has got 9 points. He's playing out of his mind right now. He's got 9 of GMU's 11 as they lead 11-8.
The only shot he's missed is a little inside floater, which went on the first shot. He hasn't missed since, Nate.
3:25 to go, first quarter. Morris trying to answer again. Here's Richards down low. Can't get it to go, and Butts is there to Windex the glass, and back up the floor they go. Here is Lockwood right side.
Looks like the size of GMU is just killing them. They're trying to alter every shot they come inside on.
Now they go down low for Mackenzie Kloon. Turnaround jumper is good. Kloon with 4 points. Good-looking shot there from Mackenzie, and it's 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. GMU 13, Morris 8, and the Raiders can't miss right now, Dave.
They are. Everything is working for them. They're getting the ball inside, and good, easy shots for them.
Back across for Rutherford for Morris. His shot left wing corner is no good, and Bonskowski has the rebound, and I agree. The size of GMU seems to be frustrating Morris at the moment.
It's just everything that's going on for him. They just can't get a rebound, and they're out there in every shot Morris is trying to take.
Here's Butts in the corner. Tried an entry pass to Kloon. It was knocked away. Back down the floor. Here's Murphy, and the layup is good. And Matt Murphy now with 6 points. And Morris is right back in this game. It's GMU 13, Morris 10 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Here is Lockwood on the left side of the floor. Lockwood looking for options as they settle in here on their offensive end of the floor as they go right to left. Lockwood right side. Murphy all over him. Now back off for Bryant Hill. Skips across the top of the defense. Finds Butts. Steps back for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Cam Best of Morris, and he's on the run. Here's Best. Lost control, but it goes right to Robert Child, who lays it up and in. And Child with 4 points, and it's back to a one-point game. GMU 13, Morris 12.
Boy, watching this game, you wouldn't think it's a one-point game the way that really GMU's seemingly dominated the first quarter.
Here's Lockwood, a floater in the paint, is off the mark and no good. Rutherford back up the floor. Rutherford right side, tries to take it to the rim, can't get it to go, and Butts pulls down another rebound, and ahead now for Lockwood. Lockwood across the half-court timeline. Sets up shop on offense with a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. The Raiders leading the Mustangs 13-12. Left side of the floor for Bonskowski, now for Bryant Hill. Hill gets around his man, passes down low for Butts, give and go back for Hill, left side 3-0, draws nothing but air there, and a rebound for Morris and Brandon Richards. Now for Murphy back up the floor. Murphy into the paint and up and off the glass, it's good. Matt Murphy with 8 points, and he just gets to the rim so fast.
Boy, he exploded on that, and here it is, what a quick steal. Oh man, Nate.
A steal by Morris on the inbounds pass. Richards, with some great hustle, finds Murphy, who dumps it in, and Morris takes the lead 16-13. Timeout, GMU. We'll step away for 30 seconds. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It's Morris 16, GMU 13, a back-and-forth affair. GMU calling a timeout there after a sloppy inbounds pass. Let's see if the Raiders can answer. They'll break the press again, but the ball tipped out of bounds by Morris, and it'll stay with the Raiders on the right side of the floor.
Like I just said in the timeout break, Morris here on an 8-0 run. Let's see if GMU can stop the bleeding.
Nate Lowell and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along. This is a fun one here on a Tuesday night from GMU. Top of the key for Lockwood. Chest pass for Mackenzie Clune on the left wing side. Now he tries to pass down low through the hands of Gavin Bonskowski with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. And all the rhythm that GMU had seems to be gone at the moment.
It's just like they're deflated after they had that little run, and now Morris just kept chipping away, and here they are with a three-point lead to end the quarter.
Morris leads 16-13. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Richards with a long three. I think it was partially deflected there by Clune, and back up the floor for the Raiders off the rebound. 20 seconds to go, first quarter. It's Morris 16 and GMU 13. A steal down by Morris. Here's John Oliver on a breakaway layup, and it's good. And this place is on fire right now. The fans are on their feet. Morris 18, GMU 13. Here's Clune off his foot, a little out of control. The ball back to the Mustangs.
GMU looks really disoriented and just kind of coming unglued after that fast start they had.
Some credit to Morris for kind of weathering the storm of the first 5 minutes. 6 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Murphy lets the ball roll all the way to midcourt. Savvy move there. Lost control of it, though, right at midcourt. Can GMU get off a shot? They do at the buzzer. No good. End of the first quarter. It's Morris 18, GMU 13. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here on CDO. It's Morris Boys on the road here tonight at GMU, leading 18-13. These are the top two teams right now, as of today, in the Tri-Valley League standings. They both haven't lost a game in the league. Something has to give here tonight. Here's Lockwood on the right side of the floor. Lockwood now will pass one back up here for Bryant Hill. Back to Lockwood, through his fingertips and out of bounds. Ball goes back to Morris. As a coach here, Dave, what do you tell your guys to try to settle back in as GMU looks a little frustrated at the moment?
I think you just got to tell your guys, listen, calm down. It's a long basketball game. It's going to be a games of runs. Now you got to come down and just start getting defensive stops.
Here's Murphy, a pull-up jumper. It's good. And now Matt Murphy can't miss all of a sudden.
Boy, he, after those two fouls, like it woke him up.
And Morris leads 20-13. GMU back down the floor. And checking into the ball game now is Garrett Proskin, and he is fouled off the pass there from Ethan Butts. So a great start to this game. It's 20-13 with 7:15 to go here in the second quarter. GMU really started this one off hot, and since then has kind of cooled off a little bit. Here is Bryant Hill. Gets one into Gavin Bonskowski. Tries a long three. No good. Rebound for Morris. And the Mustangs will look to bring it up the floor.
And here comes Murphy.
Murphy on the left side finds John Oliver. Tries a long three. That one's no good. Richards is there for a far side rebound. Now back to Murphy. Spot up jumper from the foul line. No good. A rebound is missed there by the Mustangs' Nate Edwards. Ball out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Raiders. Big series there, but Morris can't capitalize.
They got a great offensive rebound. Way to get to the glass. You got to finish those with the putback.
GMU back up the floor. Here is Bryant Hill. GMU needs a bucket, I think, to get some confidence back. Left side.
Yeah, they haven't scored in about 4 minutes, Nate.
Here's Lockwood trying to answer off the back of the rim. No good. Murphy skies for a rebound. Back up the floor for GMU. For Morris. Dumps one off for Richards, and he's fouled by Bonskowski as he went to the rim. With 6:35 to go in the second quarter. In case you're just joining us, Morris boys leading GMU 20-13. GMU jumped out quick as Ethan Butts couldn't miss a shot. Since then, Morris has had the answer. Morris goes inside to Robert Child. He can't get it. Off the front of the rim, a rebound for the Raiders, and a foul is whistled here on Morris. Looks like on Robert Child for over the back.
Yeah, you just got to be under control and know that, hey, he's got the ball. You don't need to reach over the top of him.
So here's the team foul situation. This game's been kind of frantic. Haven't had a chance to update you on that. That's the sixth team foul on Morris, only one on GMU. The first foul on Robert Child tonight. The big thing to watch is that Murphy has two. Steal here for Morris. Oliver ahead to Murphy, and he finishes it off. He's got 14 points here, Dave.
Man, he's on fire, and he can't miss. And you can see he is the quarterback of this basketball team.
Here's GMU back down the left side of the floor for Butts, and this is going to be a charge. Nate Edwards planted his feet, and Morris gets the call, and the first foul here on Butts tonight. That was a bang-bang play. That was tough.
Bang-bang play, and listen, you can't really yell at refs. It's 50-50 call every time. He's got to jump up, take a jump shot there.
6:05 to go in the second quarter, 22-13, Morris. On top of GMU, here's David Dugan checked into the game on the left side. Finds Cam Best in the corner. He tries the three. No good. Oliver is there for a rebound. That's no good. Butts is able to swat away the rebound, and GMU finally comes up with it. Raiders still searching for a basket with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. It's Morris 22, GMU 13. Raiders trying to get on the comeback trail. Here's Bonskowski. He left it short, and the rebound goes out of bounds.
GMU is absolutely ice cold, Nate. They can't even throw it in the ocean right now.
And they came out, I mean, red hot. They
couldn't miss. Like gangbusters.
Yeah. It was a huge start for GMU, and then everything just kind of shifted. And, boy, to get Murphy with two quick fouls, you couldn't write a better script than that for GMU.
No.
He's
here
played
he is again.
Through it. Murphy slices through the defense, can't get the shot to go. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to go back to GMU as that one went out of play.
I'm impressed with his ability to create any shot he really wants for himself.
Yeah, he can really get it done. Now he's going to go to the bench. I think this could be a smart move here by head coach Jerry Joy. You're up 22-13. Take him out for a few minutes. Protect him from that third foul potentially. Lockwood up the floor.
Yeah, and the moment if GMU starts to make a run, you get him right back in the game.
Here is Bryant Hill, left side. GMU going right to left on your radio dial. They trail 22-13. Bonskowski to the rim. Can't get it to go. Here's Butts. Gets knocked out of his hands. What are they going to say here? Looks like Morris touched it when he was out of bounds as they tried to take it away from Butts, so possession stays with GMU. 5:05 to go, second quarter. Morris on the road tonight at GMU, leading 22-13. Raiders get the ball in. It's loose on the floor. And we're going to have a foul here against GMU, it looks like. Not sure who they're going to call this one on. Timeout taken here by GMU. We'll sort that out in just a minute. With 5:05 to go in the second quarter, it's Morris 22, GMU 13. We'll be right back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight on CDO. Thanks for joining us. Morris with the ball out of the timeout. A shot from John Oliver is off the market. No good. Cam Best puts it up, but a double dribble gives the ball back to GMU. So here's our update. It's Morris 22, GMU 13, 4:50 to go in the first half. GMU has not scored yet in the second quarter. They trailed 18-13 at the end of the first.
They haven't scored in about 7 minutes, Nate. Ever since they had that little run, it was just ended.
Here's Butts down there for Bryant Hill, up and in. Maybe that's the bucket they need. They're still in this ball game. Only down 7, 22-15. Ball loose on the floor. The Raiders get up with a steal.
Great hustle.
There's Lockwood back up the floor. Lockwood for GMU. Gets in the paint, takes it to the bucket. He stuffed ball out of bounds, stays with GMU.
Man, he's quick.
Yeah, a lot of quick guards here tonight as Murphy's going to come back into the game. Three starters all coming back in. Murphy, Rutherford, and Child for Morris.
I tell you, that's gutsy. And if I'm Bonds, I'm trying to find a way to take it right at Murphy.
GMU gets it back in. Here's Bonskowski on the right side. Now into the corner for Hunter Lockwood. Back up top for Bonskowski. Tries a straightaway three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound for Garrett Proskin. Tosses one back out. His guards are able to scoop it up. Here's Bryant Hill. Back for Proskin. He tries a jumper. Off the mark. Rebound loose. Hill comes up with it. Has to dive into the corner. Let's see. It's going to go back to Morris, it looks like, as both teams are wrestling and scrambling for it there. Mackenzie Kloon back into the game. Proskin goes to the bench. With 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, it's 22-15. GMU trailing Morris here in what's been a back-and-forth game, but Morris, at the moment, has the momentum. Here's Murphy, the point guard, with 14 points here so far tonight for Morris. Now to Brandon Richards, left side. He tries a three. It's off the mark. Rebound loose on the floor, and it's scooped up here by Ethan Butts. Did a good job on the outlet pass here for Hunter Lockwood.
Again, if I'm GMU, I'm taking it right at Murphy.
Lockwood now for Mackenzie Kloon. Kloon back for Lockwood. He wants that three. Can't get it to go. Rebound is loose. Kloon comes down with it. Finds Lockwood again. In the corner for Bryant Hill. His three-pointer won't go down. Butts with a rebound. Now for Kloon. Lost control of it, but back up to Lockwood, and they'll slow it down. Pump the brakes here as they got a fresh shot clock to work with.
Boy, they're living and dying by the three.
Now here's Kloon. Down low with the body. Puts it up, and he's fouled, and he goes to the line. Mackenzie Kloon. Using those football skills. He played football and was an all-star this year for Oxford, and not afraid of a little contact there, and he's fouled and will go to the line. Morris is going to take a timeout. We will as well. With 3:10 to go in the second quarter, Morris 22, GMU 17. We'll be right back on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Mackenzie Kloon to the line for GMU. He got the layup right before we went to break and was fouled. Trying to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, but can't get the foul shot to go. Ball is loose, and the Mustangs will come away with the rebound. With 3 minutes to go before the halftime break, it's Morris 22, GMU 17. They go down low for Robert Child off the glass. Oh, it rolls all the way around the rim. Won't go down. Gets his own rebound twice. Goes back up, and he's fouled. With 2:55 to go in the second quarter, Child is going to go to the line, and doing the work of a man in there. He couldn't be denied at the moment there as everybody was fighting for that rebound.
Boy, he just found the ball. It was a great job by him by getting a couple offensive boards.
2:55 to go in the second quarter. Child to the line to shoot two. First
now,
shot is good.
That's two on
Butts. So Murphy with two for Morris, and now Butts with two for GMU. Can't pick up a late one here for either of those guys. As Child goes 2 for 2 at the line, he's got 6 points. So 2:55 to go in the second quarter. GMU will get it into Lockwood. Lockwood has handled the ball so well here in the first half. Now, no points to show for it, but loses the ball here as Morris back up the floor. They go to Murphy. Murphy off the glass. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Richards. Popping jumper is good.
Boy, that could have been Butts' third.
It's Morris 26, GMU 17 with 2.5 to go in the second quarter. Hill up the floor, and they'll collide right at midcourt. Morris was trying to go for a little trap there. Rutherford went toe-to-toe with Hill of GMU.
This is a huge call, Nate. They might call offensive here.
Yeah, that was really hard to tell. They are going to put it on Morris.
Got lucky. He did extend that arm.
So Cam Best will be whistled for the foul. GMU's going to be shooting the rest of the way here. This is the eighth foul on the Mustangs. GMU only with 3 team fouls in the first half. So we were talking about it during the break here, Dave, that GMU just got to continue to find a way to settle in here.
They do. They kind of look like they're in panic mode. I mean, at that point, it was a 5-point game, and it's just almost like deer in headlights, you know, and you wouldn't expect that out of a pretty experienced basketball team.
Hill gets the first one to go. And, Hill now with 3 points. Second one coming. Morris 26, GMU 18. We'll see if the Raiders can continue to try to settle in here as Hill misses the second one. Ball is loose. Butts comes up with it. Butts loses it down low in the paint. Boy, it's physical in there. They kick it back out. Lockwood for a long two. He can't get it to go. Rebound out of bounds. Going to stay with GMU. Last touch by John Oliver of Morris.
I tell you, the big thing that GMU's doing, they're just kind of settling for jump shots. Got to get the ball inside.
GMU gets it back out for Bonskowski in the corner left side. Here for Bryant Hill. Hill now back for Bonskowski. Wants that three. Dives on the front rim. Won't go. And back ahead now for Morris. Here is Murphy on the right side. Murphy, pull-up jumper. Oh, he carried it. With 2:05 to go in the second quarter, it's Morris 26. GMU 18. Both these teams so talented. Tied for first place in the league right now. Still a lot of ball game left. I wouldn't be surprised to see GMU make a run with the talent that they have. In the backcourt, here is Lockwood. Lockwood and Bonskowski trying to get it across the half-court timeline, and they do to Hill.
Oh,
Hill backdoor pass for Butts. It's good. Butts has got 11. Great look there from Bryant Hill. It's a 6-point game. Morris 26, GMU 20. Great pass from Lockwood and an even better pass from Hill to Butts.
Just knowing that opposite side is going to be open, he knew it.
Top of the key now for Morris. Here is Murphy, wants a three, banks it in. The bank is open. 17 first-half points here for Matt Murphy, and it's 29-20.
When your bank three is going in, you know you're unstoppable, and here he is again.
Murphy with a steal, takes it down low, and he's fouled by Bryant Hill with a minute 25 to go in the second quarter. Boy.
That kid is tough as nails, Nate. Holy cow.
Murphy, I'm sure any coach would love to have him as a point guard. Just has that awareness about him.
And he wants every loose ball. I'll take him. He's not up to West Canada.
Morris will get it in here to Rutherford. Rutherford down low here for Robert Child, and he'll travel, I think. What are they saying? 3 seconds. Looks like 3 seconds was the call. I thought maybe he shuffled his feet there with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter. It's Morris 29, GMU 20. Boy, this would be the time for GMU.
That's a great move, getting Murphy out of the game.
Yeah, take him out. Don't pick up that third late in the second. GMU could use a bucket here. Lockwood's still scoreless. He's done a lot of great stuff here in the first half. Be a great time for him to nail one of those deep three-pointers that he's known for.
I got to tell you, it almost feels like it's an away game for GMU the way they're playing.
Lockwood in the paint, and he's fouled as he went up for the layup there with a minute 10 to go before halftime. That's how it always is with these Morris-GMU rivalry games. They're so close. I mean, the school is separated by 7 or 8 miles, and the crowd is just so... Whoever's got the momentum, it seems like they're the ones they got the home game, because their fans just... No reason not to travel, right?
Right, no, exactly.
Only a couple miles. A
couple miles, you should be here.
So Lockwood to the line here. Boy, this is the loudest game I've been at this year, for sure. I mean, I know we're right down here on the floor. We're in the thick of it, but it's a loud ball game.
Great atmosphere, to be honest with you. That's what high school sports is about.
Lockwood to the line. First one's good. 29-21. Still anybody's ball game. And, you know, it feels like it's later in the game than it is, but, I mean, we still got a whole halftime break. Yeah. Whole halftime break and a whole second half to go. Lockwood to the line. Second shot. No good. Rebound. Loose. Lockwood knocked it out of the hands there of John Oliver. Ball out of bounds. Stays with Morris, though. With a minute 7 to go in the second quarter, it's Morris 29, GMU 21, live here tonight from GMU.
Now, Morris is showing a little bit of a press. GMU, excuse me.
And here is Dugan. Now back for Rutherford. Into the corner for John Oliver. Wants a three. Air ball. And it's pulled down here by Bryant Hill. Ahead now for Bonskowski. We're under a minute to go in the second quarter. Bonskowski pulls up, stops, and hands one off here for Lockwood. 45 ticks left on the first half clock. Lockwood.
He wanted it.
Oh, he did. He wanted to pull the trigger.
Bonds is. Oh.
Left side for Bonskowski. Dribble drive down low. Lost control of it. Somehow got loose to Lockwood. Comes back out for three. That one's no good. Kloon tries to scoop up the rebound. Ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with GMU. Great effort there by Rutherford, diving head first out of bounds to try to save it. Stays with GMU, only 8 seconds left on the shot clock, 28 seconds left on the game clock. It's Morris 29, GMU 21, right here before halftime. They'll get one into Bryant Hill. Hill steps back for a three, left it short, rebound for Nate Edwards of Morris, and ahead they come. The top two teams in the Tri-Valley League battling it out here tonight. Morris down the floor. And punched out of bounds there by Bonskowski. Shot clock's off. 17 seconds left here, second quarter. And a timeout taken by Morris. We'll take a 30-second break with the score. Morris 29, GMU 21. 17 seconds to go before the halftime break on CDO.
Are you looking to buy or sell real estate locally? Need expert advice? Call Stacy Frazier at Keller Williams Realty, 31 Main Street in Oneonta.
Dealing in residential, land, and commercial listings, Keller Williams is there for you.
Providing the utmost marketing in today's real estate market, Stacy Frazier is a proud sponsor of local high school basketball on WCDO.
Willing all the local teams their best performance, especially the Franklin Purple Devils and Unitigo Spartans.
Call Stacy with your real estate questions today at 434-9538
or visit online at stacymfrazier.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Nate Law and Dave Smith with you tonight on CDL. A packed and loud house here tonight at GMU. 17 seconds to go in the first half. Morris has the ball and they lead 29-21. You called it, Dave, as Morris puts Murphy back in, maybe for a last second shot.
Well, you got to have him in the game, just like that right there.
Murphy
probably got fouled.
Murphy tries a jumper. It's short. Lockwood a rebound. He's going to try to take it all the way to the rim. Lockwood tosses one up. It's no good. Murphy a rebound. Half-court shot from Murphy.
Oh!
Just off the back rim and no good. Our halftime score, 29-21. Morris, boys on top of GMU. This one is everything that we expected from the two teams that haven't lost in the Tri-Valley League yet so far this year, and we've had this one circled on the calendar for a couple of months. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report after these quick announcements. 29-21, our halftime score. Morris on top of GMU. We'll be right back on CDO.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Morabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Morabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Morabito customer. and that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50, just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Marabito, where our people make energy different.
The Johnston Funeral Home of Morris is a proud supporter of Morris Mustangs basketball here on WCDO. They wish the best to all coaches and players this season. Johnston Funeral Home is located at 60 Broad Street in Morris, and they've been serving local communities since 1971. Offering a full line of traditional funeral services, they take the time to provide compassionate, professional, and affordable care in your time of need. Visit them online at johnstonfh.com or call them at 263-5795. That's 263-5795. Good luck, Morris Mustangs, from the Johnston Funeral Home.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Our halftime score here live from GMU. It's the Morris Mustangs on top of the GMU Raiders, 29-21 in a boys' Tri-Valley League showdown here tonight. These two teams are currently tied for first place in the league for the boys' Tri-Valley League standings. It's time now for our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course brought to you by Marabito. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you on CDO tonight, and Dave, your thoughts on a wild and crazy first half there?
You know, it comes down to runs and what team in the second half is going to have the ability to get stops. I mean, you got Morris, who didn't score there for a little while, then GMU, I mean, probably didn't score for a good six and a half minutes, and they're still in the game, and you know, 8 points in boys varsity basketball is not a whole heck of a lot of points, so you could see a quick change quickly.
Yeah, a quick run, maybe, you know, a three or two could really change the complexion of this game. What I thought was interesting is GMU came out red hot. They seemed to have all the confidence in the world. Morris was able to kind of withstand that and then make a run of their own, and they've been able to hold the lead ever since. And they did all of that with Matt Murphy, their leader, with 17 points, playing with two fouls. He played tremendously through that. On the other side, it was Ethan Butts doing a great job for GMU.
And the adjustment that I saw there was Morris was able to kind of hold Butts down. He got off to a real quick start, and then they kind of did a great job defensively on him, making sure they find him. And then you got on the other side, Murphy's just tough.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems to always be around the basketball, and right now Morris is winning the 50-50 balls, which could be the difference in winning a basketball game.
I mean, both teams are loaded with good guards. GMU definitely with the size advantage, but Murphy just finding a way at the moment. Here's our first half scoring summary. As we said, for Morris, Matt Murphy with 17 points. Then it's 6 points for Robert Child, 4 for Brandon Richards, and 2 from John Oliver. On the other side for GMU, they're led by a team-high 11 points for Ethan Butts, 6 for Mackenzie Clune, 3 for Bryant Hill, and 1 for Hunter Lockwood. So I think GMU's just got to recover a little bit in the locker room and just realize a lot of basketball left to be played here.
Well, and on the other side of it, Nate, you know, it's almost like that rim down there had a lid on it for a while.
Yep.
So let's see if that lid stays on it for Morris down there.
Well, we're going to take another quick break. Before we do, wanted to say a quick happy birthday to Lynn Talbot here. It's her birthday today, a longtime scorekeeper for GMU. Of course, a math teacher. I had her for math here at GMU, so I know they were going to surprise her maybe with some cupcakes here tonight, so I don't know if that's happened yet. Hopefully I'm not ruining the surprise, but a happy birthday to Lynn. She does a great job keeping the book here for GMU. All right, we're going to take a break on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Our halftime score, the Morris boys leading GMU 29-21. We'll be back in just a few minutes on CDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otigo is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otigo today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otigo.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember, when you use your Marabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Marabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Our halftime score, Morris 29, GMU 21. Matt Murphy with 17 points for Morris in the first half. Ethan Butts leading GMU with 11. And we'll see if the Raiders can turn it around here and get the hot shooting back that they had early in the contest where they came down. And Ethan Butts, if he put it up, it was going in. Morris was able to weather the storm, though, and answer. And as I'm sure Dave would say, you know, as a coach, sometimes you go into a hostile atmosphere on the road. You just try to survive the first 5 minutes and settle in, you know, and try not to dig yourself too big of a hole with all the momentum and all the crowd noise and everything that's going on. And that's kind of what happened here tonight. Morris was able to weather that storm and do a good job to get right back into it and end up taking the lead. So, again, our halftime score, 29-21. Morris boys on top of GMU. These two teams are tied currently for first place in the Tri-Valley League. They haven't lost in league play yet. And I would say it would be GMU, Morris, Milford that are all going to have a great chance to be in that top four range in the boys' Tri-Valley League standings when they come playoff time. So this could be the first of another matchup, maybe another two if they see each other in sectionals. So this could just be the first chapter of many long chapters between these two schools for this season. We're going to step away again, and when we come back, we will have the start of the third quarter for you as well. 29-21 is our halftime score. Morris boys on top of GMU. We'll see what the Raiders came up with in the locker room to try to get back into this ball game. As Dave was saying during our first break here at the half, you know, a deficit like this in boys varsity basketball, not too hard to overcome if you can get your shooting touch back. So we'll take a break, and we'll be right back with the third quarter here on CDL.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell and Dave Smith with you tonight on WCDO as we get set for the start of the third quarter. It's the Morris boys leading GMU 29-21. Battle of the unbeaten teams here in the Tri-Valley League. And Dave, your thoughts heading into the third quarter here for both sides.
Listen, I've been a coach on the end of what Bonds is dealing with. We were down 14 this year at halftime in one game. And just you have to come out and grind it out. You're not going to get it all back at once. You're not going to make up 8 points in one possession. You got to grind it out and just chip away and get your team motivated in the right direction for the fourth quarter.
Still a lot of basketball left to be played. 16 minutes of second half basketball. So we'll see if GMU can get back into this ball game here. Still feels like a close game. 29-21, still totally up for grabs. Here we go. Morris will get the ball to start the second half. They now go right to left on your radio dial. They are in the royal blue uniforms with the white and gray trim. GMU in the home whites with the royal blue and the gold trim. Cam Best with a turnaround shot for Morris. And it's off the mark. Rebound here for Ethan Butts. And here comes GMU to start the second half going left to right.
I'm telling you, that rim down there has a lid on it, Nate.
I had a couple of nights where that thing had a lid on it for sure. Here's Mackenzie Kloon. Turnaround shot in the paint. No good. Rebound for Morris and Adam Rutherford. Rutherford getting guarded here by Kloon. Pretty hard back up the floor. He'll dump one off for Cam Best. Best going right to left. The left wing side now for Robert Child. The lefty with the jumper. It's good. Child now with 8 points. And it's Morris 31 and GMU 21. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is Lockwood on the left side of the floor.
That's a kid that's got to get going.
Lockwood only with 1 point in the first half. We'll see if he can get it going, like you said. Bonskowski a three. That's off the mark. Rebound for Butts. Had it ripped right out of his hands. And ahead now for Cam Best. Lost control of it, though. Kloon comes away with it. And a reach-in foul here on Rutherford of Morris with 6:45 to go, third quarter.
Boy, I don't know that Bonskowski's hit a jump shot yet tonight, Nate.
Bonskowski with no points for GMU, and he's had some good looks, just hasn't been able to go down. He had 15 a week ago against Bainbridge Guilford and was hot from downtown. All his points were from three. Tonight just hasn't been able to dial it in quite yet. 6:35 to go, third quarter. Here's Kloon back for Ethan Butts. GMU trailing 31-21 here on their home floor. Now for Bryant Hill. Turnaround shot down low off the glass. Can't get it to go. Puts it back up. Blocked now by Robert Child, and Morris back up the floor off the loose ball, and he'll step out of bounds. Morris fans not pleased about that. They're saying he got pushed out. Zebra Crew saying he stepped out, so GMU will get it back. 6:20 to go, third quarter. 31-21 the score. Morris on top of GMU. Seen a lot of GMU alums here that I haven't seen in a while tonight. Always great to come back for a big game like this.
Absolutely. As you know, and you get the joy of calling.
That's right. Best seat in the house here. Here is Hunter Lockwood, left side, takes it down low. It's blocked, but he got the body. as he tried to go to the rim with 6:10 to go in the third quarter.
Kid's fearless, man.
Yeah, a lot of tension here on the floor. GMU tries to chip away.
I'm waiting for Bonskowski to call Hawaii. That was one of the plays he used to call as a girls coach, was called Hawaii.
Gets it into the left side here for Bryant Hill, into the corner now for Bonskowski. Of course, Greg, a longtime coach with the Unitigo girls, did a great job with them for many years.
Good left, coach.
Left side here for Lockwood, now for Butt.
Traveled.
Butt's traveled, and it's going to go back to Morris with 5:55 to go third quarter, 31-21. Morris boys on top of GMU here on the road.
That was a great move by him. Just got to, you know, put the ball on the floor first.
And Murphy will bring it back up the floor. GMU still sitting in what looks like a little 2-2-1 press. Morris breaks it. They take it to the rim here with Child, and it's going to be a foul on Butts. GMU fans don't like that. They wanted to charge, but as we said earlier, it's just kind of one of those 50-50 calls, and all the boos are coming down now.
I got to tell you, Nate, you know what? As a coach, that key was set. He took the body contact.
It looked good.
That's a charge, man.
That looked really good. And so Child will go to the line. First shot, no good.
Ball don't lie.
Yeah. And boy, these fans are getting into it here. This is fun.
If I'm Bonds, I'm probably coming unglued.
Child gets the second shot. Why are you coming unglued if you're him?
Because that's a terrible call. The kid did everything right, and now he picks up his third foul on a 50-50 call, and you got to get that one right.
5:35 to go, third quarter. It's Morris with a 32-21 lead over GMU. Here's Lockwood, gets down low in the paint, tries to dump one off for Clune, and out of bounds, off his hands, and back to Morris. And GMU, the struggles on offense continue here. They just can't seem to buy a bucket. Good looks, just not going down.
Yeah, it's good looks, but then again, it's unforced turnovers that they've been having.
Here's Cam Best in the corner. He tries a three. Rebound for Robert Child. Puts it up. Rutherford is there to clean it up again, and he puts it in. Adam Rutherford, his first basket for the Mustangs, and MCS leads 34-21 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Morris is fired up right now.
Hey, it's the rebounding battle. They're winning it. That's what we talked about at the beginning of the show here. It comes down to rebounding.
And here is Bryant Hill, a step-up jumper. No good. Rebound here for Clune, blocked by Robert Child, and back up the floor here for Rutherford. Rutherford dumps one off for Murphy. Murphy back up the floor. Murphy down low, and the jumper leaves one off for Brandon Richards is good, and Richards has got 6 points. And it's 36-21 with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. And Morris just continues to get after it here on defense. Left side of the floor now for Lockwood. GMU goes left to right. Pull-up jumper. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Butts, and he finishes. Ethan Butts now with 13. And it's 36-23 with 4:10 to go in the third quarter. GMU trailing here on their home floor. Battle the unbeatens in the Tri-Valley League. Murphy with a great pass for Cam Best. His jumper off the back of the rim. Ball out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Morris.
It just seems like every 50-50 ball is going right Morris's way, and that's GMU's got to find a way to stop that.
Here's Robert Child in the corner. He's chest-to-chest there with Mackenzie Clune. Lost control of the ball. Lockwood comes away with it down the right side of the floor. Lockwood tries to take it to the rim, and it rolls all the way up and in. And maybe that's the roll that Hunter Lockwood needed. It's 36-25. He gets it to go. And here is Murphy at midcourt. Lost control of it, but stole it back. Nice crossover dribble down low for Robert Child, and his layup won't go down. Butts with a rebound. And ahead now for Clune, but Clune lost control of it. Morris steals it back. And to the right side here for Murphy. With 3:25 to go in the third quarter, it's 36-25. Murphy, with 17 at half, has not scored here in the third quarter. They've done a good job to lock him down. It's been other guys getting involved. Cam Best with a jumper left wing. No good. Rebound for GMU. Bonskowski left side. Pulls up, stops, puts on the brakes. Into the corner now for Bryant Hill as GMU goes left to right on your radio dial with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's Morris 36, GMU 25. Top of the key now for Lockwood. Step in jumper, rattles out. And Butts comes down with a rebound. And that's going to be a foul. Let's see, he might change the call here. He originally called offensive, and now I think he's going to change it. Well, I'm not sure. Or did he call this one on Butts? It looked like he was going to change the call there for a second.
He originally called an offensive foul and then changed it, which, you know what? That's okay. That's all right. Get it right. And it seemed like the Morris kid came in and drew the contact and then flopped a little bit. That's the right call.
The official is now over at the scorer's table talking with the scorekeeper. So I'm not exactly sure what the call is going to be here. This could be huge because if it's against GMU, it would be against Butts, being his fourth, but it looks like it's going to go against Morris. So I think he originally called offensive. Now he switches it up, so it's a foul against Cam Best of Morris. Here's the team foul situation. Three for Morris, none for GMU.
Well, and I felt like, you know, there was a possession to go where Bonds had the ball in the wing and had an opportunity to really go at Murphy, and he didn't do it, which was kind of surprising to me.
2:50 to go in the third quarter. GMU gets it in. A shot from Bryant Hill. Left wing corner is off the mark. A rebound here for Robert Child. And an outlet pass here for Murphy. And Murphy back up the floor on the right wing side. Murphy sets up shop as GMU sits in a little 2-3 zone, it looks like. Now for Child. Turnaround. Jumper is good from the left elbow. And he's in double figures with 11.
Got a great shot. It's a great mid-range jumper right there.
Morris 38, GMU 25 with 2:20 to go, third quarter here tonight on WCDO. And now we're going to have a foul, I believe, on Morris for a reach-in. Let's see. This could be on Murphy, which would be his third, team's fourth.
It is.
So another thing to keep an eye on at home if you're a Morris fan. That's your leading scorer, Matt Murphy, 17 points, his third foul. GMU gets it in, left wing side for Bryant Hill. Now at the top of the key, they find Lockwood, left wing side, going left to right on your radio dial. Lockwood with a bounce pass now for Ethan Butts. For Kropskin, who's checked into the game, Kloon has gone to the bench. Now back for Lockwood, tries a three, hits the front of the rim and pops out. Now back up the floor for Morris. Here is Brandon Richards. Richards stops, leaves one off for Murphy, left side, falling away jumper, can't get it to go, rebound for Lockwood. Lockwood ahead now for Bryant Hill, and the pass was too far in front, and he couldn't track it down. Out of bounds with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. It's Morris 38, GMU 25.
A lot of game left here, Nate.
Yeah, still 9 minutes left. Almost 10 minutes left to decide this one. Murphy with a pass ahead for Rutherford, down low, left low block, reverse layup. Just falls off. Rebound goes back out to Murphy. Straightaway three. That's off the left side of the rim. Bonskowski with a rebound. Lost control of it. Out of bounds. Last touched by Morris. And it goes back to GMU with 1.5 minutes to go in the third. It's 38-25. Mustangs on top of the Raiders.
Boy, this gym would have come unglued if you called that to Morris. Oh, man.
Raiders back up the floor on the left side as they go left to right on your radio dial. Here is Lockwood. Lockwood with an interior pass for Butts. Couldn't get it to him. Stolen away by the Mustangs. And ahead now for Murphy off the glass. It's good, and he's fouled. Murphy with 19, and he's looking to complete the three-point play.
Just a tough kid.
And he makes shots that are so difficult look easy.
I mean, he hung in the air for a long time and was able to get it up after he heard the whistle blow, and he knew what he was doing. He had great body control.
So a 15-point lead, biggest of the evening here for the Mustangs as they lead 40-25 with 1:12 to go in the third quarter. And three-point play is good as the foul shot is good. 20 points for Matt Murphy here tonight. 41-25. Morris boys on top of GMU as we come up with 1 minute to go in the third frame.
Morris has just done a great job of getting stops and not allowing second and third chance opportunities.
Top of the key here for Bryant Hill as GMU goes left to right.
Another turnover.
Try to pass one down low for Kropskin, and it never got there. Stolen away by Morris. Left side, Rutherford. Now they'll pass down low for Nate Edwards. It's intercepted by GMU. Lockwood back up the floor, and he's fouled as Edwards tried to reach back in and grab it. With 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. In case you're just tuning in, 41-25. The Mustangs on top of GMU here on the road. Battle of the two unbeaten teams in the Tri-Valley League. Lockwood to the high post. looking for options on offense, finds Bonskowski. 35 seconds left here, third quarter. Lockwood pulls up for three, cannot get the shooter's touch on that one. Rebound loose on the floor. And they'll say, I believe, that GMU got it and then stepped out of bounds. And so Morris will get possession back. With 27 seconds to go in the third quarter, Morris has the ball and a 16-point lead. Here's Dugan in the corner, left it short. Rebound, Nate Edwards, put it up, blocked by Mackenzie Clune. Pass ahead for GMU. Lockwood to the rim, and he's fouled. With 14 seconds left here in the third quarter, Lockwood will head to the charity stripe.
It's a great job by Lockwood getting to the rim.
And we'll see if this maybe helps to give GMU some momentum here in front of this packed crowd as Lockwood to the line with 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. First shot for Lockwood is no good. It's just not been his night shooting the basketball. As GMU trails 41-25 late in the third quarter. Fourth quarter coming up, as well as our post-game show. We'll have awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose tonight. Lockwood's second shot is good. He's got four. 41-26. Morris back up the floor. Here for Richards. Right side for Dugan. Back for Richards. 5 seconds left. They try to go down low for Nate Edwards. He lost control of it. Ball is loose. Going to stay with Morris with just about 1 second left. Here in this third frame, let's see if Morris can maybe get the ball in and fire one up for a quick shot. They'll try a little alley-oop to Nate Edwards. Can't get a shot off, and that'll do it for the third quarter. With the score, Morris 41, GMU 26. I'm Nate Lowe for Dave Smith. We'll be right back on CDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the fourth quarter. Lockwood takes it right to the rim here for GMU. Can't get it to go. Morris back up the floor. Nate Law and Dave Smith with you here tonight on CDO. Murphy back down the floor. Tries a little dipsy-doo underhand layup. No good. And boy, the pace is furious to start this fourth quarter. It's Morris 41, GMU 26. And here is Bonskowski at the top of the key. Bonskowski still looking for his first basket tonight. We'll leave one off for Ethan Butts. Back into the corner now for Bonskowski. Trying to fire up GMU. Still got a whole fourth quarter here to go. Maybe the Raiders can get back in. Here's Bryant Hill for three. Left it short. Skimmed off the front of the rim. And a rebound for Morris.
If they can get it to within five with about or ten with about 4 minutes to go, you got a game, Nate. That's what they got to do. Focus on getting this thing down to ten.
41-26 the score currently. Morris on top. On the road here against GMU. Robert Child takes it down low, hangs in the air, and gets it to go. And he's got 13. A quiet 13. He's done a lot of hard work inside.
But yeah, he's got a couple of great jumpers at the top of the key.
6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 43-26. Morris maybe trying to put this thing away. Here's a little running jumper for Bryant Hill. No good. Butts with a turnaround shot gets it to go. Butts has got 15. He had 11 in the first quarter and only four since. Morris back down the floor for Murphy. Takes it to the bucket and puts it in.
Right at him.
Murphy with 22. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Morris 45, GMU 28. This could be a potential preview of this league championship game It'd be fun to see these two go at it again. Lockwood with a shot. Rattled out. Morris back up the floor on the rebound.
That poor kid has not been able to just get a shot to go at all.
Rutherford with a running jumper has got it to go. And it's 47-28. Yeah, Lockwood has had a lot of good looks here tonight, and just they haven't gone down. It's just one of those nights you'll have those. Just got to keep shooting. Tries to pass inside for Ethan Butts. Passes off the mark and out of bounds with 5:45 to go in the fourth. Frustrating night here for the Raiders, and we've all been there.
We've all been there as a player,
you know,
even as a coach.
Yeah,
when
happens.
you can't get things going right,
you feel helpless sometimes, and it's a tough situation to be in. Murphy with a pull-up jumper. He's fouled by Bonskowski. He can't get the shot to go, but he'll go to the line with 5.5 to go in the fourth. So Murphy will step in.
Listen, it's a long season. I know for us, we're at the midway point. You know, we got a tough schedule. Obviously, this is going to be a tough schedule. You know, you got your league games all coming up. Every game counts. You just got to bounce back.
Murphy to the line. First one is good. Murphy has 23.
If you would have told me GMU would be sitting at 28 points going into the fourth quarter,
no way.
I'd be telling you no way.
The way they started this ball game, red hot, could not miss. Murphy's second shot is good. He's got 24, and Morris leads 49-28 with 5.5 to go in the fourth. Still a lot of time left for the Raiders. Let's see what they can do. They go down low here for Ethan Butts. Turnaround shot, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, though. But like I said, and you said as well, Dave, it's just one of those nights. It's going to happen. You always hope it doesn't happen in a game like this. As GMU's going to take a timeout with 5:25 to go, fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here, 49-28 the score. You know, I think if you're GMU, you learn from this, you use it as fire down the road. Not saying they couldn't come back and win this ball game still.
I mean, they absolutely could. I mean, like I said, you got another minute and a half to try to get this thing down to around 10 with about 4 to go. We do a drill in practice a lot where it's down 10 with 2 minutes. So if you can get it in that 10 minute, I mean, guys level, you can score at a high rate. So it's just a matter of shots aren't falling for GMU, but they got to keep battling. But if this happens to be a game that you got to learn from, you got to learn from it. You can't just,
right,
you know, pack it in. You got a long season left. You got half your season.
GMU's had a lot of success. I think there's some expectations for them this year. Same with Morris. A lot of people have tabbed these two as potential candidates to get to the Tri-Valley Championship game. I know Milford is right there as well, and there's a whole crop of other teams like Edmiston, Sharon Springs, Worcester that could all be there as well. But a lot of pressure on these two teams as Butts cannot get the first shot to go out of the timeout. Again, it's Morris 49, GMU 28. Nate Lull and Dave Smith with you tonight on CDO. Also WCDOsports.com, our web stream, courtesy of SFCU. Second shot for Butts is up and in. He's got 16. 49-29. Morris back up the floor. Going right to left on your radio dial. Here's Murphy. Splits traffic, lost control of it, and Kloon was there to scoop it up. Kloon is going to dribble out of trouble here. Kloon going to try to go coast to coast. No, kicks it out. Bryant Hill for three. Got it. Bryant Hill with 6 points. And it's 49-32 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And here is Rutherford. He tries a three, and he's fouled by Kloon. Couldn't get the shot to go. And just when you think maybe the momentum is going to swing back to GMU, they pick up a foul there. That's going to be the fourth. Not sure who this is going to be on. With 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, it's Morris 49. Oh, we'll be on Kloon, his first, team's fourth. So Rutherford's going to shoot three. After that big-time three-pointer from Bryant Hill just a minute ago, Rutherford steps to the line. His first shot is off the mark for Morris. Brandon Richards is going to go to the bench, and David Dugan will check in for the Mustangs. Two more shots coming for Adam Rutherford, the senior for the Mustangs at the line. Gets the first, or the second, I should say, to go. One more coming. He was fouled on a three-point attempt by GMU's Mackenzie Kloon. Third attempt coming for Rutherford. Got it. So Rutherford goes two out of three. He's got 6 points. Morris 51, GMU 32 with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Lockwood at the top of the key. Passes down low for Bonskowski. Lost control of it off a foot. Referees don't blow it dead. They pass one down low for Bonskowski. Gets it to go. He's fouled and will go to the line. It's 51-34 with 4:40 to go here in the fourth. Bonskowski has had some monster nights so far this season, including that 15-point performance against BG just last week. But tonight, he's been cold.
He's been cold. I mean, it's not just him. This entire GMU team, with the, you know, the exception of Butts for the first 4 or 5 minutes of this game, have just been, I mean, they can't find the ocean tonight.
Ben Child will check in off the bench here for Morris. Bonskowski to the line, trying to finish the three-point play. It's good. So Bonskowski with 3 points. With 4:43 to go in the fourth quarter, a timeout is taken here by GMU. It's 51-34. Morris on top of GMU. And we're going to take a timeout and be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Morris with the ball out of the timeout. Murphy for David Dugan off the bench in the corner for three. And David Dugan, his first basket of the night. Morris leads 54-35. Here's Bryant Hill from NBA range. Left it short. Butts with a rebound. Puts it up in and he's fouled. So Butts has got 18. He's looking to complete the old-fashioned three-point play.
The problem is you can't trade baskets right now. You need stops on that other end, and giving up that three kills you.
Dugan, a senior off the bench. That's one he'll remember.
Oh, man.
Deep in the corner, buried it. With 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Morris leads 54-37. Ethan Butts to the line. He was our Talbot Insurance Agency MVP last week with his 30-point performance against Bainbridge Guilford. And he gets this one to go. He's got 19. 54-38 now the score. Morris back up the floor with Murphy. Murphy across the half-court timeline, dribbles through traffic, takes it to the rim, and gets it to go. I don't know how that went in. He's got 26.
That kid is tough as nails.
56-38. Here's Lockwood. He tries a three and gets it to go. Lockwood with seven. And it's 56-41. Still 4 minutes to go. A pass ahead on top of the press for Nate Edwards, and he finishes. And Morris takes a 58-41 lead.
Fast and furious now, man.
Here's Bryant Hill at the top of the key. Now for Lockwood, and there's some pushing and shoving down low. We'll see what the call is here with 3:40 left. Believe it's going to be on Nate Edwards of Morris. With the score, Morris 58, GMU 41. It will be on Edwards down low. And boy, everybody's innocent under there. He was grabbing me. He was pushing me. So Butts is going to go to the line. This is the 10th foul against Morris.
Again, I mean, it doesn't seems like a lot. But, I mean, 17, you get this thing with 3:40 to go. We got 7 points here. Going a little 7-0 run, things could get interesting.
Butts to the line. First one good. He's got 20. He's had to earn it, but he's got it. Good thing for GMU, too, is with the foul situation. Every time you get fouled now, you're at the line. Butts goes 2 for 2.
And if you can make them.
So Butts with 21. Bonskowski fouls Dugan as he tried to go up the sideline against the press on the far side with 3:40 left.
Man, he's looking around like, gee, that wasn't a foul. Like, oh, my God, yes, it was.
58-43 the score. Yeah, boys will be boys in this rivalry.
Move your feet, big fella.
That's a lot of fun. So So Morris will look to get the ball in the backcourt. This is going to be close to a five count. They just get it in, or will they call it? No, a timeout taken here by the Mustangs. 3:35 to go, fourth quarter. 58-43. Morris on top of GMU will step away and be right back on CDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:35 to go, fourth quarter. It's Morris 58, GMU 43. Out of the timeout, Mustangs will have the ball in the backcourt going right to left. Mustangs will be inbounding the basketball here to midcourt for John Oliver. Oliver has the ball, lost control of it. It's a scrum, jump ball. Let's see where the arrow is. Going to stay with the Mustangs. 3.5 to go. Again, our score, Morris 58. GMU 43. Just been a tough shooting night here for the Raiders. Top two teams in the Tri-Valley League, both undefeated in league play coming into this one here tonight. Right side of the floor for Murphy. Morris has time on their side. They're willing to chew a little clock here, it looks like. Now Murphy says, nope, I'm going to shoot it. This one rattles out. Rebound for McKenzie and Kloon. Here comes GMU. They're going to have to score and score fast.
I don't like that shot, Nate.
Blackwood, great dish down low for Butts, and he fouled. Butts with 23 and a sweet dish there from Lockwood. That was great.
I don't like that shot selection down the other end. Murphy, you got to know you're a senior. Is he senior this year? Yeah,
junior.
Junior. Even as a junior, you've been in varsity for long enough. You know, Hey, you got 22 seconds left in the shot clock. You got time to kill. That's a quick jump shot. You can get that shot whenever you want.
3:15 to go, fourth quarter. It's 58-45. They're getting close to your 10 magic number here, Dave.
I'm telling you, that 10 magic number.
Here's Butts to the line. He's good.
This reminds you of Delhi SK a few years back?
Yes, it does. 58-46 now. Morris on top. A foul on Lockwood is Morris trying to beat the press. Lockwood just a little too physical there on that check.
Yeah, he tried to pull up, but Murphy did a great job with body control and drawing the contact.
Hey, you got to go for it at this point. Those two know each other so well, playing a bunch of off-season things together, three-on-threes. So they know each other well. Steal for GMU. Kloon finds Lockwood. He can't get the layup to go.
Oh, that was big, Nate.
That was a big-time bucket.
Oh,
another steal by Lockwood. Lockwood underneath the basket, puts it up and in.
There's a 10-point game with 3 minutes to go.
Lockwood's got 9 points, and it's 58-48. This place is getting loud. Murphy is whistled for a carry. GMU's going to get it back. Boy, it's so loud in here. I know it's hard to hear us. We are right down on the floor in the thick of it. You've been saying it for about the last 10 minutes, Dave. If you can get it to 10 with around 3 minutes to go,
I'm telling you, Nate, as a coach, I hate being up 10 with about 2 to 3 minutes to go because that is not safe.
They go inside. Turnaround baby hook for Butts is no good. And a rebound for Robert Child. And he traveled with 2:38 to go in the fourth quarter. I'm telling you, when these fans scream, I know it's hard to hear us down here courtside. GMU's got the ball into the corner now. Lockwood for three. Got it. Lockwood with 12. 2.5 to go. Timeout. Morris 58, GMU 51. We got a ball game, folks. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
58-51, Morris on top of GMU, but the Raiders have come back to life here, Dave.
This is fun. This is fun, Nate, man, and I tell you, 7 points, I was saying 10. Now you got a 7-point lead with 2:31. You can't play to lose. You got to play to win, man.
So 58-51 with 2:30 left. GMU was down by, I would venture to guess.
They were down 16 with 4.5 minutes to go.
And they've cut it down to 7 right now. They're trying to break the press. Here's Murphy at midcourt. Big possession here for the Mustangs.
And the other thing we talked about is the foul situation.
There's Murphy on the right side of the floor. Dishes off for Nate Edwards. Up and in. Off the bench, Edwards with a big layup and a great dish from Murphy. It's 60-51. Still a 9-point game. So we come up on 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Bonskowski for 3. Left it short. Butts a rebound. Gets it to go. Butts has got 26. It's 60-53. Morris breaks the full court pressure on the right side. Here's Murphy, the jumper, left it short, gets his own rebound and pulls it out. Good
Nobody
move.
Back to rebound.
Here's Robert Child at midcourt, and he's fouled by Bonskowski with 1:48 to go. The score
know.
Is Morris 60, GMU 53.
Boy, this is a wild finish here. I'm not sure you foul there. I mean, you got a lot. I mean, there's 1:48.
Fourth foul on Bonskowski, and this sends Robert Child to the line. He's got 13. GMU has come back alive here in the fourth quarter. 60-53. Here's Child at the line. These are some big foul shots. First one's good. And he's got 14. Child was out of the lineup for a couple of minutes there during the fourth quarter, but since he's checked back in, he's come up with some big buckets. Misses this one. Broadcaster's jinx right there. Kenson Kloon with a rebound. Back up the floor for Lockwood. 1:40 to go.
Big possession here for GMU.
61-53. Morris on top of GMU. Ball kicked out of bounds by John Oliver here, so possession stays with GMU. They need a bucket here, I would say, with 1:36 left. Bonskowski gets it into Lockwood.
You absolutely need a bucket here.
Lockwood right side of the floor. Finding Bonskowski. 15 on the shot clock. Now for Bryant Hill for 3. Off the back rim. No good. Ball out of bounds. No, we're going to see. It's going to be a foul against Morris and Adam Rutherford.
He's shooting. I got to tell you, the Hill kid's been wide open all night. He's got to knock down a shot.
Bryant Hill with 6 points. And these are the guys recently that have been lights out for GMU, Bonskowski and Hill, with those big contributions.
I think tonight
they just haven't had it.
Well, I bet between Bonskowski and Hill, I bet they're shooting 20% tonight, if that.
Yeah, it's a tough night.
Yeah.
Don't mean to knock them.
No, not at all.
Sometimes they don't go in, right? So Kloon gets the first one to go. He's got 7.
Listen, offensively as a team, we shoot about 30%, so I'm not knocking anybody.
Yeah, some nights it just won't go in. Kloon, second shot, rattles out, rebound for Morris, but it's loose. Out of bounds? No. Murphy just kept it in. Don't know how he did it, and now a foul on the far side against Butts with 1:18 to go. It's Morris 61, GMU 54, and this is going to send Morris to the line. How many is this on Butts? This could be
4.
Pretty sure it is. Sends John Oliver to the line. He's got 2 points so far here tonight. He was kind of one of those unsung hero guys. Oliver is a guy that can come in and shoot very well off the bench. And he's got some big foul shots here. First one is good. So Oliver now with 3 points. No matter how this one finishes up, we'll have our post-game show right after the conclusion of this ball game. It's Morris 62, GMU 54. Oliver, second shot, no good. Rebound for Butts. GMU needs a bucket, and they need one quick. Lockwood down the floor, fakes a pass, fires up a three. It won't go. Rebound for Murphy. Murphy dribbles out of trouble. GMU trying to foul him here. Murphy dunks one off for Robert Child. Now back to Murphy as the clock hits a minute to go. They're going to try to tie him up, and they do. They get a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to give it back to GMU. Wow, with 58 seconds to go. Murphy was just waiting for a foul. Instead, GMU was able to tie him up for the jump ball. So again, I think the Raiders need a quick one here as Morris leads 62-54 with 58 seconds to go. Just don't know if GMU's going to have enough time here, Dave. Just don't know.
And a three. Three could be a big one. That's what you need. Need a three here.
There's Bryant Hill at the top of the key. Leaves one off for Butts. High post. Back for Hill. His three ball won't go down, and Robert Child skies for a rebound. Ahead now for John Oliver. Oliver for Cam Best. Lays it up and in, and he's fouled.
And that's the exclamation point. But what a, listen, what a bunch of character that GMU showed.
Yes, 64-54 with 40 seconds to go. GMU tried everything they could to get back into this ball game, but
hey, they threw the kitchen sink at him in that last 4 minutes.
It was great effort by GMU, but looks like Morris is just going to have enough to hang on. Credit to them, they made some shots when they needed to. Cam Best cannot get that to go. Let's see, we're going to have another foul on the line. No violation. So 64-54 with 40 seconds to go, fourth quarter. GMU looks to bring it up the floor. They're down 10. They're going to throw one away here as that one went to the far side. Bonskowski, I don't think, was expecting it. It was low and out of bounds. So back to Morris. 36 seconds left. They'll find Murphy, who's got 26 points tonight. Murphy and Butts both finished with 26 tonight, unless somebody scores here in the last 25 seconds.
They both had a great effort, that's for sure.
Rutherford on the left side, and GMU, it doesn't look like they're going to foul. They go to Robert Child, who takes it to the rim, up and in. Child now with 16. 66-54 with 10 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Lockwood back down the floor, left side. Morris with a big win as Butts tries to take it inside and will get fouled here with 4 seconds left. And so Butts will go to the line. He could win the scoring battle right here from the charity stripe.
Well, I got to tell you, GMU did a great job on Murphy in the second half because he didn't do much scoring-wise. I mean, he definitely did a lot of little things defensively and ran that offense, but they did a nice job keeping him under control.
Butts gets the first one to go, so he has 27. Yeah, Murphy had 17 at halftime. Looks like he's going to finish with 26. They made him earn every bit of it in the second half. Mm.
Some of the shots he made were unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, they did not let him have any easy looks. Butts goes 2 for 2. He's got 28. 66-56. Morris is going to come out of here with a victory on the road in the Tri-Valley League and stay undefeated. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's our post-game show here on WCDO as our final score. Morris boys win 66-56 tonight over GMU. This was, not exactly how I knew it was going to be a back-and-forth battle. A ton of fun, very exciting, but boy, it was a game of runs, like we always say.
Well, and you know the big thing I saw, Nate, was, you know, maybe GMU's got to play a little more looser. When they were down, they started just playing basketball, and it wasn't all the set shots. It was, hey, let's attack the rim and get ourselves to a place where we can, and I think it allowed them to get back in the game when they just started playing basketball a little bit.
Let's go through our final scoring summary here tonight. First for Morris, 26 points for Matt Murphy, 16 for Robert Child, 6 for Adam Rutherford, 6 for Brandon Richards, 4 for Nate Edwards, and let's see, 3 apiece for John Oliver and David Dugan, and 2 for Cam Best. On the other side, a game-high 28 from Ethan Butts, 12 from Hunter Lockwood, 7 from Mackenzie Clune, 6 from Bryant Hill, and 3 from Gavin Bonskowski. So, you know, for GMU, if Hill, you know, might average around 10, if he gets a couple more Bonskowski, same thing. You know, that's your difference right there.
Well, it seemed like the lid was on the rim for those two. I mean, just nothing would go, and it wasn't like they were airballing shots. I mean, they were coming off the rim, but they weren't going down for those two kids, which was unfortunate.
We might see round two of this in the Tri-Valley League playoffs. Could be a semifinal or possibly a championship game matchup. It would be a lot of fun to see those two teams there again, and maybe sectionals too. You never know in Class
man.
B.
Those two.
Section 4. Let's do our three awards tonight. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Let's give that tonight to Ethan Butts, 28 points for GMU, played great, and boy, he was red hot early, and then down the stretch, helped GMU get back in this game.
He did a great job from the free throw line as a big guy, so I agree with that award there, Nate.
Next up, our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on CDO. 16 points tonight for Robert Child. We'll give him the defense award. Sometimes our defense award goes to other guys who maybe didn't light it up, but certainly had a quality night. And I thought Child was great on the glass tonight, too.
Well, sorry to cut you off, but he did a great job. But he also did a great job in the paint of making Lockwood alter his shot. And did a nice job there on the other big fella from GMU, just really, you know, containing that paint. So he did a nice job inside.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give that to Matt Murphy tonight. 26 points, an easy choice. He did a little bit of everything tonight, as he always does for the Mustangs.
That kid, I got to tell you, seeing him in person, I would love to have a kid like that on my basketball team.
Yeah.
Just tough, gets to the rim, finishes, does not shy away from contact. He's a real tough kid. He was a pleasure to watch tonight.
So Matt Murphy is our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight for the Morris Mustangs. So that's going to do it. Dave, thanks for hanging out here tonight.
Hey, man, this was it was exciting, and I'm glad that they were able to come back and make it a game. It got really exciting there down the stretch.
Well, maybe if they meet up again, we'll have you back on, because this certainly should be a good one if they meet up again in the Tri-Valley playoffs or down the road maybe in sectionals. Again, our final score, Morris defeats GMU 66-56 for a key Tri-Valley League win on the road here tonight. Heck of a ball game. Again, Ethan Butts, 28 points for GMU. Matt Murphy, 26 for the Morris Mustangs. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios, our in-game producer, always running the board back there. Great job tonight, Jim, and thank you. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.